What happened to Drone?
Took a shot on his thumb. So we're going to go ahead and it'll be casted for a couple days, and we'll not sure the course of action just yet. It's nothing serious where he's definitely out with it, but it's just have to wait a couple days to determine the best course of treatment for it.
So it's not broken or anything like that?
Yeah, not to my knowledge, it's not broken.
Mike, I know it's a little bit early, but for the game on Thursday, have you already worked out a plan for how?
Have not. No, we're viewing these couple days as training camp days. And we'll get into preseason planning in that mode, probably at some point on Tuesday.
Yes. Terrence West was back, and that was a light day. Will he be able to go into the heavy stuff once you get to it?
We're hopeful. I mean, we'll kind of see how he reacts today, how he feels afterwards, and later on, and obviously tomorrow when he gets here. Just obviously having more of a football related workload, so we'll see.
Do you have a deadline with guys who aren't practicing that they have to be back by a certain point to play Thursday night? Like, do they have to practice Tuesday to play? Or?
Yeah, you would prefer, because Wednesday will be light. So if they haven't gone, if they don't go Tuesday, more than likely they will be held out Thursday.
Coming back today, do you feel like they have enough complement of backs?
Well, with Sean being down, that was really just a one-for-one swap out, so. It's really no different than we were the other day.
Coach, looking at the film from the scrimmage, what were some of your bigger takeaways from the team?
Pleased with the operation part of it, substitution, guys getting lined up, the shifting, the motioning, that part of it, kind of all that, the pre-snap stuff. I thought we did a good job. Usually in those first ones, they can be pretty ragged. I think we only would have had one delay a game, and I think there would have been one substitution issue with the offense. And then I thought we were productive. Guys had the chance to make plays, and they made plays. The physicality stuff is something that I think we need to improve on. And it's sometimes hard when you're going against yourself and you talk about being a good teammate, not, you know, pushing guys over piles but I didn't think we tackled extremely well. That's something that it's not a surprise, being it was really the first time other than the goal line day that they tackled. But that has to improve. And then offensively finishing blocks, I think we're good early. We engage guys early, and we're letting guys off late, so that'll be a point of emphasis with them. But I thought overall it was a good night. I mean, we got over 50 plays to grade. We got a chance to go through it all in detail this morning, and like I said before, there's no other way to replicate that type of environment and kind of see guys separate themselves.
Mike, was Cam Irving lining up with the ones today, was that a reward from his performance in the scrimmage, or is it a pre-existing plan?
No, that's just part of the plan.
Is the fact that he did not play center for Matt, you haven't really used him at center mm-hmm. at camp. I mean, is that, are you letting him settle in more a couple spots?
We are, but we'll get him some work at center at some point. Any of our guys that are going to be up on game day that have the chance to play center will play center at some point. So Greco will play some center. He did it in the spring some when we were holding Alex out. And we'll give Alex some time here and there that we'll slide Greco over at some point and also have Cam play it as well.
Was there any discussion about using Irving with the ones at center in the scrimmage?
No, there was not at this point.
And what little bit of work McCown got with the ones and 11s the other day, what were your impressions?
He was solid. I mean, he was poised. I thought he was on point with his reads. I thought he did a good job, you know, just standing behind and just kind of hearing the communication. But I thought he was, thought he was solid. Went out there and did his job.
Did Justin Gilbert come out of that okay? I saw he was out here. Is he okay with the wrist?
Yeah, he is.
Well, Connor Shaw, we all focus on Manziel and the starter, but Connor Shaw seemed to throw some really nice balls.
Yeah, I mean he did. I mean it's tough for those for him and Thad both because the opportunities as the three and the four are hard when they're sharing reps with one group, but. You know, he made the most of his opportunity.
Is there a pecking order there, 3-4, or is it kind of?
Yeah, I don't see if I wouldn't list one of those guys ahead of. I mean, obviously Josh is firmly the one, as I've said. Johnny's the two, and I would slash those guys at the three.
Does Shaw's arm strength look any different from last year to you? Notice anything?
Yeah, a couple. The one corner route I thought he threw, he drove the ball real well. But that's something from a mechanic standpoint. I know Kevin's been working hard with him. You know, when your feet are right, you can generate a lot more force on the ball and drive it. And anytime you're throwing outside the numbers, you really got to drive the football, and that's been a point of emphasis with Connor.
Will you keep Cam with the ones this week, or was it just today? Perfect.
Yeah, I'm not sure of Andy's. I mean, Andy has a plan. I mean, we had a personnel meeting yesterday. I don't know the specifics of the rotation, but I know at some point, you know, when Joe will be down, we'll adjust those guys then. Alex will be down another day, we'll adjust those guys then.
How did you do for making conspicuous plays the other day? How did Shelton look on the nuance and polish type stuff?
For his first time out there, he was pretty good. I mean, I know he made the one big splash, literally a big splash play. But he was good. I think as a group, coming out of it, need to work on their pad level up front. And Danny's certainly on that list, but that's something that a lot of times, first time out there, guys are, you know, they want to make plays, and the natural tendency is to raise up. But that's going to be a point of emphasis for us, both sides of the ball. I didn't think our pad level was ideal, but it was acceptable for the first time out.
Mike, do you have an update on when you expect Duke Johnson to be back?
I do not. I do not. He will not play against Washington. I know that much. I don't have an answer for whether or not he'll be good to go against Buffalo.
Mike, what have you thought of Hartline watching?
He's been, you know, everything we expected him to be. As I've said before, that going against him twice a year in New York and in Buffalo, you know, that's okay. You know, all he did was, you know, ran good routes and got open and caught the football. So he's been doing that, and I think it's easy to see why he's been productive. I think he and Josh have a good relationship. There's good chemistry there. And he's a guy that he's proven that you can depend on.
Do you think Mike Pryor will meet that Tuesday deadline this week? Is there any sign of that?
I know he's getting better, but I couldn't say that at this point.
All right, guys.
Mike, Josh Lenz, I know he's flashing out here, and he did Friday night. When you guys look at your preliminary 53, does he have any chance of cracking that thing? I know you guys are getting that spot.
Yeah, we don't get – at this point, it's too early to really start talking about the 53. Or at least guys that are – you just trying to group guys that you think have a chance to be worthy of making the 53. He's certainly in that discussion. But as far as the hard numbers and like who's on the bubble and who's not, we haven't gotten to that point yet.
When did you start to notice him? Did you notice him in the offseason program when he was here? Or mostly since he showed up here?
Yeah, primarily since he showed up. But we knew a little bit about him coming in. But, no, he's Josh is, you know, very quiet, just goes out and does his job. Just like Hartline, he goes out and gets open and catches everything around him.